Hey guys, let's get into the world of posting things on eBay. So now, Craigslist handles mainly your local deals and more common items, but eBay is the site for your, you know, more random things like collectibles, from McDonald's toys to historic listings and basically, you know, rare items that you might come across. Like I always say before, post all your items on every channel. For example, post it on Craigslist, eBay, Amazon. The more places you can post it, the faster you're going to be able to sell it, because you'll be able to find the right buyer. You'll be able to get in front of that one person who's going to raise their hand and say, okay, that's, I've been looking for that, I'm going to pay you for it. Okay, so let's just quickly run through on basically, I want to show you how to post an item on eBay. Now, keep in mind, eBay, they're constantly changing their layout and look. So what you see now might be different from, you know, something 2 months from now type deal. So, but basically, you know, you go to ebay.com, you land on the page, and first thing you want to do is just, you know, simply hit sell. Now, what that does is it takes you to this screen, and you've got an option to sell it yourself, or you can, I guess you can, I've never used this, but I guess you can pay eBay to sell it for you. I mean, I guess it's a cool service that they are offering, but you do have to pay for it. So basically, like I said, sell it, click on this option. Super easy, pretty straightforward. So you got your pictures, you got your description, etc. But basically, yeah, it's pretty much going to walk you through exactly what to do and every step of the way. So what do you want to sell? Now, let's just do an example posting. The microphone that I'm using right now to record this is a Blue Yeti microphone. So let's type that in. Now, it's pretty cool. eBay has come a long way because they suggest items. So for example, if it's something common like the Blue Yeti microphone, it will throw in a suggestion, and that basically means that it'll pre-fill, you know, important things like the brand, model. It'll basically load up a template for you. So if we type in, you know, just Blue Yeti microphone and click this, it'll take you to the, basically walk you through step by step. So basically choose the condition. What condition is it in? It's a used microphone, so I'm going to hit used, and you have options to basically choose which one it is, if it is any of these. So mine isn't anything special. It doesn't come with any extras or anything like that. So I'm going to just basically choose the very basic, the first one, and hit sell one like this. Now, when you do that, if you don't have an eBay account already, click on register and then create one. Just follow the steps. But if you do, sign in, and it'll take you to this screen. So on this screen, you basically, you know, everything is pretty much, a lot of the parts are filled in, but you just kind of go down and fill in each section here. Have your title, Blue Yeti Condenser Wired Professional Microphone. It's in use condition, and then you hit this button, and then you just add your pictures of it. And you put in your description. Now, the cool part is for this part, you can either type in your own, or you can grab like the default description that you can maybe find online. But I would kind of do both. So I usually started out with basically my description. So let's just start putting something. Functional and if you want, you know, maybe put a reason why selling because I upgraded. You know, and I'm just kind of, you know, improvising here. So then basically after you put that, you'll put the, you know, the official description here, etc. So there's your description, and it's pretty cool. So you can, you know, make things bold and stuff like that so that things pop out. And basically once you put your description in, you choose here, do you want to start an auction where people bid on your item, or do you want to have a fixed price where you just say, you know, you want a fixed price. You know, I want to sell it for $100. That's how much I want to sell for. That's how much I want to get paid. And eBay will also have a recommended rate, which is kind of accurate, but like I said, I would not always follow it because they kind of throw numbers at you that will sell the quickest, which is good, but don't always follow this just because you might miss out on profits. Now, I believe they pull this data from other listings that have sold, but yeah, like I said, you know, do your own research, run through the four weapons of determining value, and then come up with what you feel is a, you know, smart starting price or fixed price. So here again, $45 is the recommended starting price when it's an auction form. So that means, let's say we have our listing duration. Let's say we want to have this auction run 7 days. That means it's going to be posted up for $45 for 7 days, and people are going to bid on it. So maybe you got buyer number one, they bid $46. And then buyer number two sees it, they're like, yeah, I'll pay $50 for it, etc. And then by the end of that 7 days, who knows, you could have sold it for, you know, say $100 with maybe like 15 different bids, for example. So that's how the auction works. And you can also add a buy it now price, which obviously, let's say you want to start your auction at $45, but you want to give people the option to buy it for, you know, buy it right away for maybe, you know, $100 or something like that. And again, they give you another suggestion here and a reserve price. Now what that is here, let's take this out. Let's say I have my auction running for 7 days. It's starting at $45, okay? Now, a reserve price is pretty much behind the scenes. Now, buyers can't see this, but let's say that this microphone, the very lowest I'll take for it is $80. Anything below that, I will, not sell it for. So you put $80. So that means if somebody bids on it for $50, they'll get a little message saying that they have not met the reserve price. So basically, it's not high enough. Now keep in mind, be careful when you're using this, because whenever you use the reserve price, you might be like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I could just put, you know, $80. That's the lowest I'll take. Whenever you use that, you will have to pay a fee, okay, which is a percentage of that reserve price, even if the item doesn't sell. Okay, so I remember, for example, when I have my when I had my Michael Jackson autographed guitar posted for, I think, 16,000, I had a reserve price of 10 grand. So that means the fact that it's such a high number. Let's just see. I wonder if they'll show the fee for that. Okay, yeah, So if I had a $10,000 price tag, even if the item doesn't sell, I have to pay $100 just for having that option. So keep that in mind. I'm going to take it off. But yeah, so let's go back to finishing this listing. It's pretty straightforward, and they do a really good job of walking you through it. But we start our auction at $45. Buy it now price would be $100. It's a 7-day auction. And shipping. So how will you ship it? Now, typically for this, what I do is I hit select shipping myself. Okay? And then for the shipping option, I just charged a fixed cost. So that basically means, depending on what it is, for example, something like this microphone, it might cost me, you know, maybe 10 bucks to ship it, the box and the, you know, the shipping charge, etc. So maybe I'll put, you can put whatever you want in here, but remember that it will also, you know, you don't want to go too high because people are going to see that and they're going to be like, what the heck? You know, I don't want to pay that much. So let's say the shipping would cost me $10. Maybe I'll put like $14.99 for shipping just in case. Or, you know, even like $12.99, etc. So that's what I typically do. Just put a fixed cost. And then for here, I choose, I typically leave it here at USPS Priority Mail, but you can pretty much browse through and select whatever you prefer. Or if you want, you can even just hit select shipping for me and then try and go at it this route. And there's also offer local pickup only. Let's say you want to post something on eBay, but you only are offering local pickup. Like it's like a huge piano or something that you can't really, you don't want to really ship. That's another option. So, yeah, once you do that, you get free shipping option, which can be appealing depending on what it is. Or a lot of times you can add the cost of shipping into your price up here or here. And then basically hit this button. So when people see it, they're like, oh, free shipping. Awesome. Yeah, that's a good deal. But in reality, they're paying for the shipping with this price. So maybe I'll put like $120 here or something like that. And then they'll see free shipping and they will buy it. So, yeah, and then choose international shipping. Do you want to ship it international? And again, eBay pretty much, they do a good job of, you know, telling you what all these are. So you can send your package to the U.S. shipping center and basically eBay will get it shipped out for you. Or you can ship it yourself. Or you can just be like, you know what, I only ship here in the States. I don't ship internationally. That's totally fine. So you just hit that one. And yeah, and then just kind of go from there and fill out the whole thing and you are good to go. Hit list it and you're done.